Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my lady of great patience, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, sweetie. Tonight, we will be answering some of your questions that have come in over the last few weeks. And the main one asked is, I think you should answer this. How is Dan doing?
Okay, well, I'm coming along slowly, but surely thanks to all your prayers and God's grace. Still using a walker, but expect to be without it soon.
Amen to that. So, more of your questions after we covet the Lord's presence.
Most gracious and merciful Lord, thank you again for your precious gift, our salvation, that we cling to and hold on to, knowing that no one can remove us from your righteous right hand. We pray for the recent prayer request and specifically for the many needs of those listening right now, suffering from any disease as well as those affected from the Ukrainian war. May their afflictions bring them closer to you. And Lord, as we are witnessing the foreshadows of the six seals, we pledge to be bold witnesses, and we never let these crises go to waste, but rather use them to bring more souls into your flock. Bless tonight's teaching, and may it be to glorify you. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Oh, amen. Well, we often receive end-time questions, but the most frequent lately is, could we be in the tribulation yet?
And the answer to that is, of course not.
Well, certainly not. For who is the Antichrist who signed the Daniel 9:27 treaty?
Never happened yet.
What we are in is the days leading up to it, and God desires for his true church to see the signs. Why? In order to stir us up to be joyous of the soon rapture and convey that to the lost. So, for the next few weeks, as we approach Pentecost, we will look at some of the foreshadows of the six seals and correlate them to current news events. So, to stir you up, as 2 Peter 1 brilliantly addresses that, even though most of us are very much aware of what's happening.
But, you know, being reminded is a good thing.
Absolutely. One of the signs that's been in the news for a while has been actually kicked up a notch over the last month, and that is that the rider on the pale horse is truly getting ready to gallop on the scene. Honey, could you read Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8?
When he,
that's Jesus,
opened the fourth seal, I,
that's John the Revelator,
heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
Okay, sword, of course, is war. Hunger, which we will further address in a minute. Beasts of the earth can mean many things, but mostly deadly plagues, pestilence, and they all result in many deaths, with a fourth of the earth dying in the beginning of the tribulation, which is why we are already seeing pestilence, war, and hunger, which will increase exponentially when the seal judgments are opened in Revelation 5.
After we enter heaven in Revelation 4.
And we already know that evil rich men, especially Bill Gates, are buying up as much farmland as they can get.
And so is China.
Yes. Bill Gates wants to grow only GMOs, which has little, if any, nutritional value, as it is infused with low levels of synthetic vitamins.
And will decrease cattle raising.
Especially when farmers can't feed and water them. Therefore, only the rich will be able to enjoy any meat.
Or drive cars we can't afford to buy the electric ones.
Whose batteries and parts are mostly made in China.
Yeah, but that's for another night.
And Revelation 6 does specifically point out the term, the rich men, in a host of unsaved groups still left on the earth. But think about this. Bill Gates is the largest owner of land in America, and now there's a developing man-made food crisis. Bill Gates is the largest investor in renewables.
And now there's a man-made oil shortage.
Bill Gates is the largest investor in vaccines, and now we're in a man-made pandemic.
And more will come.
Anyhow, we already know about other engineered tactics being deployed to go along with the buying of farmland, as in the partial halting of grain and fertilizer deliveries by Union Pacific Railroad, which is partly owned by the corrupt BlackRock and Vanguard investment funds who are in bed with the White House.
And now there's fires.
Right, a pattern of fires striking significant food facilities across the United States.
Should we suspect arson?
Most do. They're targeting food facilities for destruction. No wonder they can predict food prices rising because they are making it happen.
Remember the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes. Even that was a warning, and it's still standing. And their goal is a huge decrease in population. The far-left media also predict that the coming food supply shortages will lead to waves of social unrest across the globe.
Which they will love, so the government can declare martial law.
Mm-hmm. Hello, mail-in voting.
Mm.
So these fires are mostly from explosions, but two of the fires were caused from a plane crash, one being a General Mills facility in Georgia.
And also a potato plant in Maine.
Another in Idaho and a Nestle plant in Arkansas and others, as in something like 17 major food plants hit just this year.
Obviously suspicious.
Mm. Another great way to add to the disruption of our food supply.
And the war plays into this as well.
Russia is the largest exporter of fertilizer.
That we have now sanctioned.
So America can't get it. And Ukraine is a large supplier of barley, sunflower seeds, and wheat, which fits quite nicely with the Black Horse's scale that says wheat and barley will be very costly.
So again, only for the rich.
And I just read where the IMF confirms a coming depression. And that mass starvation is imminent.
Wow. They must have read Revelation.
Yeah. And still another problem is the avian bird flu that is plaguing millions of chickens that we don't really hear much about. But they all have to be destroyed.
Besides Revelation, Matthew 24 talks of famines as well.
With Jesus first mentioning the sign of deception. And sadly, the majority of people are being deceived over many things, but especially the COVID plague and the slow-working poisonous shots.
Although not all are slow-working.
Right. Many have died pretty quickly. We just don't hear about it. So more on all that right after you let our newer listeners know how they can connect with us.
Okay. You can read the many newsletters, or listen to any previous programs on our webpage, shofarministries.net. You can also send us your questions or comments by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net, or just call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And please know how much we truly appreciate your love offerings, which can also be made through our webpage, shofarministries.net.
Okay, so now some alternative news programs are saying that the COVID shots contain minute amounts of poisonous venom from the king cobra and the red-headed crate snake. Yes, this is hard to believe, and more investigating is needed, but since Satan's symbol is the snake, I wouldn't doubt this could be the case, especially, which you reminded me of last week, honey, some of the big pharma companies, as in Venom Tech and Toxin Tech, do integrate venom peptides of many poisonous creatures into some of their drugs.
Also used in crop protection.
Yes. They say they use naturally evolved peptides because they are proving to be effective against insect pests. Both of these companies have cataloged massive libraries of venoms from thousands of different animal species, and they license these venom libraries to drug companies for use in drug discovery. The goal is to turn these into high-profit prescription medications that people take in order to mask symptoms of disease.
To cover it up rather than cure.
Exactly.
So, why not in the shots as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, the Venom Tech Company has been found linked to Dr. Fauci's secret island of inhumane medical experiments on monkeys and beagles. And the Toxin Tech Company even seems to celebrate the fact that animal venoms can kill prey in seconds and can target vital receptors key to neuromuscular, cardiovascular, hemostatic, and other life functions. Let's also quote that paragraph there that you've got, and it's right off their website, on their homepage, in fact.
Today, animal venom toxins are the source of a number of major medications, including first-in-class agents with indications for a diverse range of diseases from cardiovascular disorders to metabolic and to chronic pain. Additionally, venom toxins are the source of a number of diagnostic and drug cosmetic agents.
I just can't trust Big Pharma anymore, especially since we have the word that specifically warns us about pharmakia in the end days. Honey, please read in Revelation where John writes that even though so many had died from several plagues, those who were left still did not repent. So if you could read in chapter 9, which, by the way, is around the middle of the tribulation, verses 20 and 21.
But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their pharmakia,
which is the Greek word for sorcery, like a drug cult,
or their sexual immorality or their thefts.
And another unexpected point I discovered on Sunday, I saw the name of the molecular biologist on Toxin Tech's webpage, and it's, wait for it, Zoltan Takis.
Zoltan?
Zoltan, yes. So I did a little bit of digging. Seems that he did extra research at the Yale College, and of course I immediately suspected he was in the Skull and Bones, but it's almost impossible to find an updated members list. If anyone out there would like to take on that task, please send me your findings.
And we have another question about why is Putin doing this?
Oh, such a tragedy. But apparently Putin had inside intelligence information that Ukraine was going to join NATO, and all the NATO countries planned to take over Russia with a coup to advance globalism, which Putin is against. And in fact, he hates wokeism and knows that Ukraine's President Zelensky was handpicked by the United States and the WEF's Klaus Schwab.
World Economic Forum.
Yes, today's foundation for the advancement of globalism. Putin felt threatened and believes it's right to preserve Russia and enlarge its borders to make it more difficult for a takeover.
The Ukrainian people were warned.
Yeah, they were just warned by watching the buildup on their border for months.
But, you know, Zelensky told the people, that won't happen.
I know, right. So many believed him and stayed. Then many had to flee, but not all could. And it certainly looks admirable for Zelensky to stay. But I doubt any harm will come to him, for he is one of them. For this could have been stopped a long time ago. Just make a deal. And the major sticking point is not to enter NATO, and then you can negotiate for peace. Instead, we just keep sending billions of our dollars in military aid, which just extends the war, but not what they really need to end the war, as in longer-range missiles and artillery.
And MiG jets.
Mm-hmm. Close the airspace. And by the way, some Israelis have been spotted in videos fighting along with Ukrainians, speaking Hebrew while expressing solidarity at the same time with their fellow Israelis at home who are fending off a vicious wave of Palestinian terror and rocket attacks.
Well, Ramadan ends on Sunday.
Well, we hope the uptick of terror ends as well. So anyway, there's so much more of a backstory that we might never know, but it appears to me that they want to prolong the war and make more money for the military-industrial complex.
While thousands keep dying.
Lower the population. It really is heartbreaking, but it's a plan, especially utilizing our weak president. And Russia knows it, Iran knows it, and so does China.
And so does God, for it's in his book.
That's right. Wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, and on and on. Because God wants us to know how close we are. For we are his friends. John 15:15. Okay, I think we have time for one more.
Okay, any updates on the implantable chips?
I do. They are now really being used in Sweden and will soon be available around the world. It will hold all your important data using a radio frequency, but the Sinister's goal is to create the Internet of Bodies, described by, guess who? Wait for it.
The WEF.
Again, founded by the globalist Klaus Schwab. These chips will monitor and can even modify one's behavior, which is why they want us to go cashless to a digital currency that is programmable so that you can spend your money only on certain things or in specific places as desired by the issuer. So you will not be able to buy or sell unless pre-approved.
Well, just as it's written in Revelation 13:17.
Mm-hmm. Call the mark, and what a mark it will be. Algorithms will then decide what you can and cannot do based on who you are.
And who you call your God.
Mm-hmm. And worship the image of the beast. It is already being marketed as the ultimate inconvenience, and many people will and are being deceived into wanting it. But we know it's going to go far beyond allowing you to open doors without keys or buy things without your wallet. Although limited to begin with, the WEF is also planning a global digital identification system that would include everything imaginable about you, from your online search history and medical information to your personal banking data, social credit score that you will have to earn,
and so much more. Mm-hmm.
And by the middle of the tribulation, in order to have a high credit score so you'll have more freedom, you will have to worship the image of the beast.
And if you don't, they'll just turn your chip off.
Mm-hmm. And this will happen because God said it will.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Done deal. With no restoration after that. Since we have, I think, maybe 2 minutes, let me quickly add a few more points to this. Right now, we worry someone will use our credit information by hacking into our computer. Couldn't thieves still hack into your chip? I say that because I recently saw a clip from Noah Harari, who is Jewish, but admits He's an atheist.
And a homosexual.
Right. And we wonder why God calls the tribulation Jacob's trouble. Anyhow, he is a history professor and advisor to guess who?
Klaus Schwab.
Who said, and I quote, this is from Noah. He said, "Humans are now hackable animals, meaning the technology exists by which a company or government can know you better than you know yourself. Because much more is planned, like biosensors that you swallow to detect disease ahead of time." Now, who wouldn't want to check that? But along with the sensors comes more government control and money for Google. And there is also coming the infrared quantum dot micro needle. It's a novel vaccine delivery system to deliver patterns of infrared light-emitting microparticles to the skin that can then be imaged using modified 5G, of course, smartphones. Therefore, it would serve as an invisible tattoo of your vaccination record. It's just amazing what they have done in just the last 10 years. And by the way, Bill Gates has also funded the development of a birth control microchip that can be turned on and off by remote control. I'm not kidding. Everything is about to be known about you, more than you know yourself. Total surveillance through implanted biosensors, your computer, smartphones, GPS, social media, online searches, purchases, and spending habits. They'll look at those as well. With AI listening, watching, and scoring every move you make and every heartbeat. With algorithms deciding what you can and cannot do based on your behavior, expression, social contacts, and personal views. It's breathtaking to see the Bible come alive. Add to that technologies that can modify your behavior and emotional state with or without your knowledge, which is what the WEF's 2020 briefing document on their internet called the Internet of Bodies. It describes it. Read it yourself. You know, for decades, many have embraced technologies with their mindset on convenience and our safety, but that's always how they rope us in. Well, those days are over for those who know Jesus. We know he will rescue us before it gets real bad. Until then, worry for nothing and trust him with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. And that is his promise to us. Take hold of it. It's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Everyone should memorize it. And then pray it in your prayers at night. Pray it when you wake up in the morning. Remind God his promises that he's given to his bride, to his church. So, let me ask you, how about your heart? Do you know him well? Is he personal to you? You can invite him into your heart right now. Jesus is your Savior who totally paid your debt for all your sins. Make him your Lord, or would you rather pay for your sins yourself? It's always your choice. I want to leave you with the ironic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till then, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her will prosper. Psalm 122:6. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.